Nearly 500,000 Maine households paid federal income tax 2 years ago, according to the most recent IRS statistics. The campaign of presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton hopes that number will resonate with voters as they consider the possibility that rival Donald Trump could have avoided paying any federal income tax for nearly two decades. Steve Missler has our story.
Overall, the IRS reports that Maine households owed close to $4 billion in federal income tax 2 years ago, before refunds. That's almost four times what Trump claimed in casino and other investment losses on his 1995 tax return, according to records obtained by the New York Times. Trump, who is attempting a historic split of Maine's four electoral votes, canceled an appearance in Portland scheduled for Thursday. But that didn't stop Clinton's Maine campaign from localizing the tax revelations. In a press release, the campaign equates Trump's reported losses to what close to 60,000 Mainers paid in federal income tax 2 years ago. Meanwhile, Clinton ripped her rival at a rally in Akron, Ohio, targeting the Republican's oft-touted image as a successful businessman.
And you know, yesterday some of his supporters said, well, it just shows he's a genius that he didn't pay any taxes. Well, what kind of genius loses $1 billion in the first place?
Trump stuck to his defense at a rally in Colorado. He said the federal tax laws are complex and unfair, but that he understands them and is therefore the right candidate to fix them.
The unfairness of the tax laws is unbelievable. It's something I've been talking about for a long time, despite, frankly, being a big beneficiary of the laws. But I'm working for you now. I'm not working for Trump. Believe me.
Trump also recently said that he's smart for tilting the tax system to his advantage. Over the past several years, he has complained that the wealthy shoulder the brunt of the country's tax burden. And he's criticized President Obama's tax rate. 4 years ago, he tweeted, quote, "Over half of Americans don't pay income tax, despite crippling government debt." Now, Trump is blaming the political establishment for a tax code full of loopholes, from which he says he's benefited.
All at the behest of their favorite donors and special interests who want certain provisions put in, and they won't take no for an answer.
Trump has refused to release his taxes, citing the fact that he's under audit, so it's unclear what he currently pays, or whether he took advantage of the so-called carry-forward provision that allows real estate developers to claim big losses and avoid paying taxes. The real estate lobby has fought hard to secure such exemptions in the federal tax code. It spent nearly $100 million lobbying Congress 2 years ago, according to data compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.